people are wondering what's going on around the lakefront this weekend. Well, if you've seen people headed over towards the Art Museum, it's because the Lakefront Festival of Art is back after 4 years. And joining us is Courtney Kisslinger and also Leah Peavler, both from the Milwaukee Art Museum. And you've been drawing crowds since Friday.
Yes, we certainly have. Lakefront Festival of Art is back. We are so excited. It's been a great weekend. And we're still open yet today, so we're excited to welcome many, many more Milwaukeeans and out-of-towners to this amazing festival at the museum.
Well, and of course, so many of us have missed the fact that you haven't been there since, well, before everything shut down during COVID. And a lot of the artists, were they really excited to know that once again this juried show is going to be along the lakefront?
Yes, absolutely. Our artists are excited to be back. We're taking the artists that juried in 2020. So they have been waiting for years to get to the lakefront and show their fabulous artwork. So we have 110 artists joining us this year.
What are some of the kinds of arts that the artists have brought this year?
We have a number of mediums, from glass and ceramic pieces, sculpture, to paintings and prints, jewelry, lots of jewelry, woodworking. It's really everything that you could possibly imagine, mixed media, and it's a great mixture of all of those mediums intertwined at the lakefront.
A lot of people, I don't think, are aware that the Lakefront Festival of Art is really up there with some of the big festivals throughout the country as far as artists are concerned.
It certainly is, yes. Our artists travel throughout the country, and this is one of their favorites. It's a beautiful setting. The visitors that come are always really excited, and we always have sunshine, so we're looking forward to a beautiful weekend.
Of course, and you know, it's not just art and the artists. I know you have a lot of food out there as well as some entertainment.
Yes, we've got lots of food and drink available. We've got our wine garden back on Baumgartner Terrace here at the museum. We have a great beer garden on the lawn, and then many festival favorites, vendors like Spaz's. And it's not just for adults. We've got children's activities and children's art, so it's really family friendly. And of course, in addition to the arts, we have musical performers and the performing arts. So lots of things to see in addition to taking in the artists down here at the lakefront.
Well, and the most important thing is it does help to support arts in Milwaukee and the museum itself.
It certainly does. And we also have activities in the museum as well. We have drop-in tours all weekend long. So if people want to get out of the sunshine, they're welcome to come into the museum. The festival admission is good inside and out. So if you don't want to be in the sun, we want everyone to come inside the museum as well.
And I understand if you renew your museum membership, you could get in free.
Yes, we have a number of member premiums happening. That is one of them. There are also some drink tickets available, I believe, for a certain premium. And one of the benefits of Lakefront each year has been that members get a VIP first look at a certain level. So renew your membership this year and be sure to come back next year for that early VIP preview.
Courtney and Leah, like we said, so many of us are really excited that the Lakefront Festival of Art is back after a four-year absence. So if you haven't had a chance to get out there the last couple days, today it's going on until what time?
5 p.m.
All right, we'll see you there. Courtney Kisslinger and Leah Peavler, both from the Milwaukee Art Museum. So great for you to join us today.
Thank you so much. Thanks, Libby.